Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so quite a day today. Where to begin here? big story from the upstate that's gone pretty national. These Catholic pro-life kids from the Catholic school right here, Our Lady of the Rosary, go to the Smithsonian and are told, I mean, Smithsonian is a government, it's a government institution. Yeah. They can't wear a pro-life cap. What? but this is a mentality of folks who work for the federal government. Now,
yeah.
Every agency, we talked about this yesterday, is weaponized, doesn't bear much resemblance to what it once was. It's all weaponized to go after half of the country that wants to be free, wants to remain American, wants to follow the Constitution, wants to have the most basic rights. And, you know, people are like, wow, and you should see, like, just the reactions to this. Wow, you can't, wait, your First Amendment, you can't tell kids they can't wear a pro-life cap. Well, why can't they? We have more than a dozen agencies censoring Americans across 14 tech platforms. It used to be 15 before Elon Musk bought Twitter. Why wouldn't they think they could just tell them what they could wear and censor them? I mean, a serious question. They do it online. And we've got the National Science Foundation is censoring. The State Department is censoring. We have the Capitol Police have begun to censor. And they just pick out accounts they don't like and people don't like and personal enemies and just, you know, get rid of that. And then they hand it over to the FBI and the FBI does it. They're the gatekeeper. So, I mean, I just find it funny that people are like, wow, you went after the Smithsonian, went after them for the cap. Well, yeah, I mean, they're one of dozens of federal agencies censoring people they don't like. I mean, what's the big deal? This is what we do every day. No one cares. We're losing the First Amendment in this country. Of course, the folks at the Smithsonian thought they could tell people what they could wear. But it's really cool that this is right out of the, you know, this is the upstate. Shocking encounter at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
One of my favorite places to go in Washington, the National Air and Space Museum.
Crash and I went there last time we were in D.C., and it was really neat. It was, you know, it was amazing to see, like, they have either replicas or the actual things that we sent into space. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are older, you're like, wow. I mean, it doesn't even have the technological look of the things we produce today, like microwaves.
No.
It's not as well put together.
Yeah.
And you're amazed that that made it to space and back. Like, wow. Looking at it today, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't get in that thing, go to space. There's no way. Because our technology is taking leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
But no, so... It's a really cool place to visit. But the idea that you can't wear the words rosary and pro-life on a cap?
Which is not a political statement.
No.
That is a cultural belief that goes beyond the bounds of politics. That is not one particular party. So in that respect, then, the question then becomes, are there other political beliefs that are excluded from being worn on caps at that institution?
I don't know, but I guarantee if you'd had a pro-choice cap on, they wouldn't have said a thing. It would have been celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. So One of the kids last night, Patrick Murphy, said the group was looking at an exhibit when they were approached by two women, security guards, about their attire. And they said all people wearing a pro-life hat take it off and immediately were confused. So here he is talking about how that went.
We're addressed by two women in all black.
Sorry, I hit the button. Here we go.
We're addressed by two women in all black, presumably security guards, and they tell us indirectly, and they say, all people wearing a pro-life hat, take it off. And immediately we're confused. After that, we decided to sit against the wall, and we were approached by a large man as we were walking out because we had to catch our bus.
Right.
And he comes up to us, rubbing his hands together, saying, y'all are about to make my day. With a massive smile on his face.
Murphy says, I said, this is a violation, you know, the kid, the student, this is a violation of First Amendment rights. This is a government-funded building. How are we paying for this with our taxes? And I'm not allowed to wear the hat? And he says that was in response to, he said, after walking out of the building, they got kicked out. Murphy said they were approached by a man claiming he had reports the group had refused to take off their hats and they were in trouble. So this is a mentality of every part of our federal government.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, they told him to take it off in person. Is the Smithsonian one of the federal groups, agencies that's censoring online? Try putting that online. They'll take you down. I mean, you have the National Institute of Science, right? Funded to the tune of millions of dollars in the American Recovery Act to write algorithms, they're not even hiding it, to censor populist speech online and populist politicians. That's what the contract is for. Algorithms. And the shock ensues when we're like, wow, they won't let us wear our pro-life cap. And they won't let you have a pro-life Twitter, Facebook account. They won't let you say those things online, and the FBI will take you down if the AI from the National Institutes of Science doesn't. I mean, what part of this is a surprise to anybody? This is how we function now. But I guess it's just not real to people until it's personal, and it's in person. And I mean, I don't know. Every day we lose more of our free speech rights, and I just sit here and watch it. Nobody cares. It's like it's not a big deal. I'm glad somebody noticed. So the big news today, Lee, I'm still reeling from this, okay? We're going to get into this. Hunter Biden, and this was the headline in the UK Daily Mail yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Where we go to find out what's happening in this country. Hunter Biden admits his laptop is his. So they go and sue, or they go and write letters to, which they make public, demanding that the Department of Injustice go after Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani for disseminating Hunter's personal material from the laptop. So in the process, it's actually really funny. I did the podcast on it yesterday. They threw all 51 former heads of the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Defense Intelligence Agency, threw them all into the bus. Those guys who had gone out on a limb and lied and said, yeah, maybe this is not Hunter's. This Russian disinformation, not Hunter's.
Well, he threw the big guy under the bus, too. This was a topic brought up in a presidential debate
on
national television. Donald Trump made the accusation about the laptop. The president, candidate for president, the former vice president at that time, Joe Biden, denied that was going on, said that there was all of these top national security people, five former Central Intelligence Agency, saying that this was Russian propaganda. Now,
you know, you're right. He did throw his dad. I didn't even think of that angle.
That happened during the presidential debate.
You want me to play it? I got it.
Sure.
Real quick.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
He's talking about Trump there.
That man, Joe Biden, is lying.
Yep.
Every single one of those people who signed any document were lying. It was known that this was a real laptop. It was known by all of these people at that time. That was a known factor. These people lied, and lied during a presidential campaign, lied live on the air on a presidential debate.
You know what? I think I'm the only person in the country, literally on either side of the aisle, pointing this out. When you do this, they hear it in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay? So we have keep in mind that just what has happened here, okay? At the end of the Obama administration, in retaliation for Russia hacking and interference in our election and an attempted coup by Russia, none of which happened, okay? And all of which Barack Obama and Joe Biden knew didn't happen. They knew Hillary made it up because the CIA had briefed them in the summer of 2016. And yet, in the fall and winter of 2016, Obama, in retaliation, rolled tanks up to the Russian border with military personnel and began threatening Russia on its own border in retaliation, knowing damn well that none of it ever happened. You know, and everybody's walking around now going, wow, Putin's acting kind of weird. Why is he rampaging through Ukraine? Why is he so insistent on taking Ukraine to use it as a border from us? Because we're crazy. I mean, the specific warning, we are dangerous. I mean, I would be deadly afraid of us. What are we capable of? We make up accusations against Russia. It was a coup, Russian disinformation, Russian attacks on our democracy. None of it happened. Those are acts of war when we do that. And then in response to the fake intel, we roll tanks on your border and menace you? Of course Russia wants to take Ukraine as a barrier between us and them. We're insane. I mean, we are plumb nuts. And we expect Russia to have no reaction to this whatsoever. Well, here's the thing. When we rolled those tanks up, Lee, Obama, who did it, knew that Hillary had made up the Russian disinformation narrative because he'd been told that by by the head of the CIA. And he also knew Russia was very upset about it. That's what John Brennan warned him. Look, Russia knows this is fake. Russia's not interfering. There's no bots. There's no hacking. There's none of this. And so this could be a potential problem that Russia's mad about it. And we're like, oh, cool. We'll just start a fake war over the fake Russian disinformation, the fake Russian coup, and the fake Russian interference by for real rolling our tanks up to the border of a country that's nuclear armed. And we expect them to have no reaction. Just imagine if they did that to us, what our reaction would be. It would be the proper one. We'd go down to Mexico and wreak havoc to protect ourselves because they'd be nuts, but they're not nuts. We're nuts. And all of this over one crackhead's laptop. That's what's so insane.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.